Now, one of the challenges of launching a new browser plugin is getting deployment and having it so that as a web developer, you can just depend on it being there already installed in the browser. Now, our strategy with Silverlight 1.0 has been to basically partner with a lot of great sites that are delivering great content, as well as to deliver first-party content using Microsoft.com and MSN to help drive deployment. And as you get more interesting content, deployments go ahead and accelerate. Over the last couple months since we've launched, we've basically seen a steady increase in the number of downloads of Silverlight each day as more sites go live, and we expect to see that continue over the months ahead. Right now, pleased to announce that we've reached a point where we're downloading and installing about 1.5 million installations of Silverlight each day. And you know that rate, again, is accelerating nicely. And over the months ahead, as more and more sites come out, and specifically as we start rolling out our new Silverlight 2 version, which not only enables media scenarios, but also rich internet applications, as well as mobile scenarios, we expect to see that accelerate further. Over the next couple days, you're going to hear a lot more about Silverlight 2, and I'm going to spend the remainder of my keynote talking about it and showing off some of the things that you can do with it. One of the things I wanted to announce up front, though, which we're pretty excited to announce, is that effective today, Silverlight 2 Beta 1 is available for download. And you're going to see it enables a whole bunch of really cool scenarios. Now, we spent with Silverlight 2, we focused our effort really kind of on three different spaces. One is on the media. We continue to enhance the media capabilities that Silverlight has. You're going to see some great features there. We're then entering the rich internet application space and really let you build powerful applications. You're going to see a lot of great stuff there. And then we're also enabling Silverlight to run not just on Mac and Windows and Linux boxes, but also on mobile devices. And we're going to finish up the keynote showing off some of the capabilities that what you can do there. Start off with, though, let's go ahead and drill into the media space. Now, obviously, with Silverlight 1.0, we spent a lot of time focusing on media and on delivering high-quality, high-definition video on the web. With Silverlight 2, we're kind of extending that further in three different dimensions. One is improving the user experience when watching high-definition video even further. Second is on improving TCO for delivering video. And the third one is offering monetization opportunities so that you can integrate ads into your site and into your Silverlight applications. I thought, let's walk through kind of a common kind of scenario in terms of where we talk about kind of video experience. And some of the challenges that people have today when watching video, specifically high-definition video on the web. We've probably all been here, where you go to a video site, you see a great video you want to watch, you click it, and the first thing it asks you or prompts you for is, what bitrate do you want to watch it at? Now, a lot of people in this room might know what a bitrate is. This sort of fails with my basic mom test, which is she has no idea how many kilobits per second her connection to her home gets or what type of link that she should go ahead and click. This also, from my perspective, fails another test, which is if you're at an event like this in a hotel full of people with laptops that are all actively downloading things on the internet, you really have no idea what type of bandwidth connectivity you're going to be able to get in your hotel room at any particular point in time. And if you click the wrong link or if the network drops off suddenly as everyone downloads something, you know, you're going to get a fairly suboptimal experience as you end up buffering that video. This is true for all different types of video scenarios on the web. One of the things that we're doing with Silverlight 2 is integrating a feature we call adaptive streaming. And what adaptive streaming does is it basically allows Silverlight on the client side to look at what the capabilities of the client is in terms of like CPU, as well as what the network bandwidth looks like from the client to the target device. And basically, it can automatically pick the appropriate bitrate encoding to use as you start playing your video. And even better yet, as the bandwidth adjusts or as your CPU on your system adjusts, it can automatically switch between bit rates. So, for example, if the network gets congested, it can drop down to a lower bit rate. If it comes back up, it can bring it back up without the end user actually having to take any actions, without having buffering, and by having a very seamless user experience. And the end result is a much more powerful scenario. So let's walk through kind of a simple scenario here. You can see a video that we're watching. You can see we're transmitting at about 2,000 bits per second. Our network drops off. Notice how Silverlight's automatically adjusted the bit rate to go down. Once the network came back, it went up to high quality. We drop back down as the network conks out. And then again, when it recovers, it can automatically recover. You don't need to write any code in order to specifically adjust for that. And you know, Silverlight can take advantage of adaptively switching on the fly for you without an end user having to take any actions.